Coming up this afternoon with Sorayla Murciano, we'll talk to the Tribune's chief eater, Kevin Pang, about his pick for the best chicken dinner in town. And also, he's got a great recommendation for a barbecue. But now we're going to get healthy before we do that. We'll do that at 1:35. But for now, you've heard Marianne talking about Break for Health, Break and the number 4 Health, a way to improve your bone, muscle, and joint health. And with us to talk about Break for Health and explain what this actually is, we have Jenny Mandel and Phoebe Manilang. Welcome. Good to have you here with us, you two.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
I'm glad you guys are here now to finally answer a lot of the questions, because I get bombarded with these questions, and there's really like a simple explanation to how you increase your bone density using your program.
And it's we're talking about really two machines and just a few minutes a week. So where do we begin with this? What are the machines?
The machines are, there are two modalities. One is the biodensity, and the second one is the power plate.
And Jenny, what's been your experience with the machines, and tell how it's helped you?
Okay. Kind of fell into my lap, and I actually have multiple sclerosis and started using the equipment to see how it would affect my MS. And after a year of using the biodensity and power plate, the biodensity actually took me out of osteoporosis and put me back into normal, healthy bone. And, you know, in a little over a year's time.
What did your doctor say about that?
Actually, my doctor didn't even know I had unhealthy bone because I was too young to have a bone, you know, a bone scan. So, but I did my own scan because we have an Achilles scanner. So I scanned myself. And then, of course, the power plate, the intense vibration through the power plate helped me regain total control over my body.
That's a machine where you get on and it makes the muscles contract for like 25, 50 times a second, something like that.
Yes, yes. You're on it for a minimal amount of time. I'm on there probably 4 minutes at a time when I'm on there, and it's fantastic, and it
Phoebe,
makes me strong.
Phoebe, you were actually a power plate trainer. Talk about how that machine works.
Oh, the power plate. Well, so basically, the power plate actually vibrates, and when you're on it, it's vibrating on three different planes, up and down, side to side, forward and back. And so your body has to respond to that vibration because it's simulating an unstable environment, and so your body has to respond to that. And it can respond in different ways, but you know, we've seen that, or the way we use it is to help people with any type of circulatory issues. If there's something wrong with their balance and coordination, it's going to help improve that, obviously with the strength as well, and most importantly, anything having to do with neurological, anything with nerves.
Mm-hmm. And Jenny, your story is just so remarkable because you started saying that, you know, you started off with these issues that you had with MS, and talk about that. Like, where were you able to get around? I mean, like, how big of an improvement did it make?
Initially, I mean, no, I'm like a lot of MS patients out there. You know, you're hit with exacerbations, and it affects you, and then you wake up, and a few days later, you feel normal again. And that's what happens. You know, multiple sclerosis, relapsing, remitting MS. So, you know, I've had it. I was diagnosed in 2000, and I was at the point where I had no strength whatsoever. I could, you know, I could barely walk. I just would stumble. I would fall over, trip over my feet because I have the drop foot, which most MS patients, you know, they have that as well. And just absolutely no strength. I was tired all the time. You know, I didn't want to do anything. And so the biodensity totally gave me my life back. I mean, after a year, my strength increased so drastically.
Now, when you say biodensity, people don't know what you're talking about.
The biodensity is the machine. Is the machine that you use. It's self-imposed loading of the muscular skeletal system. So there are actually four exercises. Each exercise or movement consists of 4 seconds. 5 seconds.
So that's why you can come in and work on these two machines and do it in your street clothes,
minimal,
in fact, and then be out of there in 15 minutes.
That's right. Minimal amount of time. The biodensity takes really 5 minutes.
And how often should you do it?
Once a week.
And you know, we talk about this being National Osteoporosis Awareness Month, but really what you're talking about can help men, women, young, old, athletes, people with MS. It just runs the gamut, doesn't it?
You don't have to have MS, and you don't have to be old and frail either. I mean, even though it greatly helps those people, it helps somebody
It helped my son. My son fractured his back. And he was in his late teens. He fractured his back and was in a back brace for months and months and months. So then afterwards, he started doing biodensity, and it gave him a strength bath, and it actually added like 10 miles an hour to his fastball when he's pitching for college. I mean, unbelievable.
So why is it that doctors don't recommend this and they give their patients drugs instead to increase their bone density?
Well, it's kind of new, isn't it?
Well, it's new, but inadvertently, doctors are recommending it because they do tell their patients if they find, the diagnosis of osteoporosis or even osteopenia to do weight-bearing exercises. Mm-hmm. This is just a form of weight-bearing exercise. It looks different and it's more effective. It's just a matter of time, which we're at this point in time, where science and technology are coming together. So there's a lot of science back, behind this. It's proven. Mm-hmm. And it's the same component of weight bearing, but it's more specific. How are we actually weight bearing? We're putting multiple loads of your body weight on your frame.
Mm-hmm. So when Bob and I are going, we've been going for a few weeks now, we're seeing our numbers of strength improve. Right. And you're doing basically an isometric exercise.
Yes.
For 5 seconds. Mm-hmm. How is it that there could be so much improvement? What is happening inside your bone that is making this improvement happen?
Well, our bodies have an adaptive response. So it's the same thing when you're weightlifting or weight training, right? When you lift a weight, it kind of tears down and then rebuilds. It takes about 24 to 48 hours. With the bone, what's happening is that we're causing a stimulation. And so I'll give an example. When I do a leg press, right, I'm now up to almost 2,000 pounds when I do a leg press. I'm not doing that in the gym, but that's how much force I can exert. And what happens is that the bones are actually compressing, and then they're going back to its normal state. And it's that stimulation that your body has to respond and repair, and that's why it takes a week.
So when you say 2,000 pounds in a leg press, not
yes.
to be confused with 2,000 pounds of weight, free weights in a gym. You're talking about the pressure.
The amount of force that I'm exerting.
On that machine.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. In the machine. And what's your background on this, Phoebe? How'd you get involved?
Well, I've been in the fitness industry for about 27 years, and I came across the Power Plate when it first emerged in the U.S. market. So, I've always kept that eye out for what the technology is and what's going on in fitness. And, just being in it for as long as I have been, I always thought, well, at what point do we stop weight training and increasing how much weight we do? If I'm 80, does it really make sense that I'm bench pressing 200 pounds mm-hmm. if I can't walk up the stairs or, garden.
Exactly. It's about quality of life.
Right. And so when I saw both the biodensity and Power Plate, it just really clicked because you're preserving your joints. We don't want to keep replacing every joint that we have in our body. Mm-hmm. And we have, we're talking about what quality of life we have as we grow older. And, it's not about anti-aging. Because we're all going to get old. We're not trying to not get old, but we want to be actively aging, which means that we want to be proactive about our health and how we do that.
And Jenny, how did you come to this?
I came to this because, I kind of fell into it. And a gentleman with Performance Health Systems on the North Shore kind of took me under his wing, and I was working on a different program. And the doctor that created Biodensity used me kind of as a test subject to see how I'd be affected because of the MS.
And I guess it worked.
And oh boy, did it.
And now is it changing? Are the results that you're getting now changing what the medical profession believes about bone density in any way?
I think it's beginning to. Don't you, Phoebe?
Yeah, it is. Perfect example. We have a couple of women that have come in with osteopenia. Mm-hmm. 3 months on our program, they now have normal,
they have normal bone.
So they're going
I
back
can't
to their
wait
doctors.
To see, because I do.
Yeah.
I have it too.
Right.
I
3 months.
Yeah, so I can't wait until my 3 months are over. Okay, a couple of questions came in. If you can quickly answer them.
Sure.
Can it hurt you?
Absolutely not. Because it's being self-imposed loading, your body will let you know when it can't exert any more force.
But a trainer, you're present.
Somebody
is there.
Yeah, you're not doing this on your own.
No.
Right.
Okay, is it covered by insurance?
That's a good question.
Yeah, it's not covered by insurance.
Yet.
Not yet. There
That's
are
right.
codes
we're lobbying
for it.
And
we're pushing for it.
Okay, and then is it widely available?
Well, Break for Health.
How many places can you go?
We have three locations, and a fourth one opening in the middle of May in the Chicagoland
area. Here's what you can do if you're interested in finding out more about this, what it is, locations, and so forth. There's a website. There's also a phone number. Why don't we do the website first for folks? Phoebe?
www.breakforhealth.com.
And then if you want to call and find out about this, Jenny, you've been talking to people. How can they reach you?
We have them call one number that is associated with all of our facilities, and the number is 312-909-6343.
Do that one more time.
312-909-6343.
All right, there you have it. All I know is when softball season starts, I'll be letting you know how it works. Thanks to Phoebe Manling and Jenny Mandel.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Break for the number 4 health. Break for health.